What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
It is Wire Worry Week, and we've been talking about the monarchy this week, which is pretty interesting topic seeing at, well, pretty good timing for to talk about this topic after the royal wedding, and just to sort of reevaluate, why are we part of the monarchy, I wonder? So, I talked to Lewis Holden. He's a spokesperson for the New Zealand Republic, and we chatted a little bit about why he believes New Zealand should become its own independent state rather than remaining part of the Commonwealth. He talks about the benefits and the logistics of such a change.
So we're campaigning for a New Zealand Republic, which means that we'd have our own head of state as the head of state of our country. Our reasons for campaigning for that is it's a question of, you know, values and what we stand for as a country. It's about our independence and it's about our democracy. So those are the three main reasons why we think we should change.
So why, I mean, obviously we've got this monarchy and we're attached to that and have been for you know, some time. Why do we think that it could be, you know, potentially detrimental, or why would it be better to be a republic than attached to a monarchy?
Well, it's really about our maturity as a country, as a nation. I think we've come a long way since the colonial period, where we didn't have our own government, we didn't have our own parliament. We now have our own elected government. We run pretty much 99% of things. The last little thing that we don't do is we don't have our own head of state. We have a governor general who is kind of head of state, and so becoming a republic is actually really about making that position into a full head of state.
And what's the difference? What would be the difference between the Governor General and what, you know, would be proposed as the head of state?
There wouldn't be a huge amount, which is another reason why the change is actually relatively straightforward. Because the Governor General actually does all of the work of the head of state. The only things that they can't do or don't do is that they can't act as our head of state overseas, because the head of state is actually the Queen. And there's certain things around how that position is chosen, i.e. the Queen actually appoints the Governor-General on the Prime Minister's advice, which actually incidentally gives the Prime Minister an awful lot of power, because they essentially get to pick who the referee is. So what we say is, well, it would be better actually on a constitutional basis for that position not to be chosen effectively by the Prime Minister, but also it's a question of ensuring that we actually have someone who is our just symbolic head of state who's actually a New Zealander.
What would it take for this sort of concept to actually materialise? What would there need to be sort of a public consensus that it was the best idea? What would sort of see this change go through?
Yeah, the interesting thing is over the last sort of 5 years, there has been more and more of a consensus in the public's minds building, and clearly what the polling is telling us is that more and more New Zealanders, especially post the Queen's reign, want to see a change. So there's the public side of it, but it will take leadership from our politicians, and it will take more than what we've seen to date, where a lot of politicians, I think they find it advantageous to say, oh yes, I support a republic, but they don't really want to do anything about it when they get into power. And that has been our challenge, you know, ever since our campaign started. You know, Jim Bolger said way back in the 90s he wanted to change. Helen Clark said when she was in office she wanted to change. John Key was a monarchist and wanted to keep things as they were. Jacinda Ardern said that, you know, she's a Republican, but, you know, she doesn't see it as being on the agenda. So our sort of mission as a campaign is really to make sure that it does become part of the agenda.
Just in terms of looking at that kind of cultural side of things as well, for New Zealand personally, do you think being a republic would actually be more advantageous in terms of seeing te reo Māori brought back, you know, things like making te reo compulsory in schools and things like that? Do you think getting rid of the monarchy, even though there doesn't seem to be heaps of influence, there is sort of kind of constitutional, on a constitutional level, quite a lot of monarchy ideas, I suppose, and framework. Do you think it would be better for the Māori culture to be brought back into the forefront by being a republic?
Yeah, absolutely. The interesting thing, of course, about this whole debate is that the Treaty of Waitangi, our founding document, was signed between representatives of the British Crown and Māori. The challenge there is, I think, a shift in mindset, which the rest of New Zealand needs to make as well. But I think Māori actually understand pretty well, and that is that while the treaty may have been signed in the name of Queen Victoria, etc., it was actually the colonial government in New Zealand that did all of the confiscation and the banning of Te Reo, etc. So it's actually up to us to fix the problem and to put right the injustices of the past. It's not about the Crown or the Queen or anything like that. A friend of mine, Morgan Godfrey, wrote this very interesting article in the Spin-off recently, just about how within his marae they've replaced the picture of Queen Victoria, which they'd always had there as a sort of reminder of the treaty, with their treaty settlement document. When it was signed off by representatives of the government and obviously their iwi, and the reason why they did that and the symbolism behind that was it was about moving forward as a country and acknowledging the things that went wrong in the past and obviously the settlement process that goes with that, but also it's that mindset. As I said, it's about these are our problems and we have to own them. I think there's a lot of, with the monarchy, because it's been around, there's a lot of sort of deferral to Britain. It's like, well, this was done in their name, so it's their problem. But actually, it was, the New Zealand government that did it. It wasn't anyone else.
Worry Week on The Wire.